House come to order. Members, please register their presence by voting. Has any member failed to register their presence? Clerk may take the quorum.
Thirty present, 10 absent.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, Representatives Roden and Wallace are excused from the call of the House today, although I note both gentlemen are present. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
With no objection, so ordered. Please rise for prayer by Father Theodore in the Russian Orthodox Church.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon his tomb bestowing life. Merciful Almighty God, who visits the humble and consoles us by the affection of our brothers and sisters, extend your grace to this assembly, that by the means of those in whom you live, we may feel that you have come to visit us. Send to us the spirit of love to preside over us now in all our concerns and deliberations for the welfare of our state and mankind. We thank you for all the blessings of the past year, and we pray that being obedient to your commandments, we may advance together and prosper in our discussions. Help us all to give of ourselves to you, to be ready to make sacrifices of time and energy for the glory of thy kingdom. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love of mankind, always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Mr. Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
There is no objection. The prayer will be spread upon the journal. The clerk certify to the correctness of the previous day's journal.
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 127th day.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the chief clerk for the 127th day.
I object.
Mr. Elias.
Mr. Speaker, I'm objecting just to make a point here that yesterday morning we had a meeting in resources and pertaining to a bill which was committee substitute for Senate Bill 565 dealing with fees for fish and small game licenses for military personnel. And of course our deliberations, we passed the bill out also with a letter of contempt, which was to contain specific provisions, and they were formally voted on and accepted. I was quite dismayed, Mr. Speaker, to notice this morning in the journal that these provisions were not within this letter of contempt. I'm not so concerned with the material that was supposed to be inserted, but I'm quite concerned with the fact that someone could arbitrarily change this letter of intent, and I just hope it's not setting some type of a precedent here. Thank you.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, there was a administrative oversight, and we did check the record and have made an addendum to the committee report that was sent to the clerk's office yesterday, and there is an addendum, and I would appreciate it if the clerk would, if she has it with.
Clerk may read the addendum committee report.
May 18, 1976, addendum to committee report on Senate Bill 565, letter of intent from the House Resource Committee. For purposes of this bill, wolves shall be considered as small game animals. Signed, Nelson Anderson, Jr., Chairman, House Resource Committee.
Is the objection maintained?
Mr. Speaker, I move my objection.
Objections removed. The journal is approved. Brings us introduction of guests. Are the guests to be introduced to the House? Mr. Rode.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my pleasure and privilege to introduce in Gallery A constituent of Mr. Malone and I from Homer, and also my cousin Lois Irwin.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, I think we all know Dr. Rodman Wilson, who's been with us many times working on the malpractice problem, but I think many of us may not have met his wife, Gwyneth, who's with us today. She's a friend of ours from Anchorage and active on the Anchorage Bicentennial Commission.
Mr. Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, a friend of mine from Ketchikan, who is presently a clerk in the Superior Court, Tony Canoro, Gallery B.
Any other guests for introduction? Clerk, have messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed the following and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 917, amended Senate, Chapter 69, SLA 1976. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 274, Special Appropriation for Fire Service Training, Chapter 70, SLA 1976. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have messages from the other House.
The Senate concurred in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 443, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 443, amended House, effective date added, disclosure requirements, and takeover bids. The Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 510, amended, Alaska Net Income Tax Act, effective date, namely, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 510, amended House, re-engrossed, and respectfully request the House to recede from its amendment. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 154, namely, Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 154, amended Senate, criminal assault. The Senate has adopted the Free Conference Committee report on Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 198, Finance, and Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 198, Finance, amended Senate, thus adopting Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 198, Public Employees Retirement System with an effective date. This bill has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 399, creating the School Activities Association within the Department of Education with an effective date with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 399, Finance, same title, and transmitting same for consideration. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 687, namely, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 687, amended Senate, state aid to unified local governments with an effective date. The Senate has passed House Bill Number 863, relating to forest protection, with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 863 with the same title and transmitting same for consideration. The Senate has passed the following and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 527 amended by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the efficient administration of fish and game.
You referred to resources and the chair will ask the chairman to look at it to determine whether it may need additional referral.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Does the clerk have general communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees.
Okay. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Bill 345, prohibiting persons from being on a highway while under the influence of liquor or other drugs, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 345 and that it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Park and it be reported back with individual recommendations. Report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman. Signing do pass, Miller. Signing do not adopt, Specking. Signing do not pass, Naughton. Having no recommendation, Parker and Cotton. Senate Bill 345 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Bill 346 relating to the applicability of the Uniform Alcoholism and Intoxication Treatment Act under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 346 and that it be reported back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman. Signing do pass, Miller. Signing no recommendation, Parker and Cotton. Signing do not adopt, Specking. Signing do not pass, Naughton. Senate Bill 346 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Resources has had Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill 406 relating to oil terminal facilities and the marine transportation of crude oil, refined petroleum products, or their byproducts under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill 406 and that it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Swanson, Smith, Osterbach, Huntington, Eliason, and Hershberger. Mr. Rhodes signed, do not pass unless amended. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 406 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs is at committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 600 amended, providing for an optional state motor vehicle registration tax in lieu of local ad valorem taxes on motor vehicles under consideration. Four of the members of the committee reported back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Wallace, Miller, and Parker, signing due pass, H. Byrne. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 600 amended has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Resources has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 688 relating to salmon hatcheries under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Rode, Eliason, Osterbach, Huntington, and Hirschberger. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 688 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Resources has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 689 Finance relating to a fisheries enhancement loan program under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Rode, Eliason, Osterbach, Huntington, and Hirschberger. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 689 Finance has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at committee substitute for Senate Bill 739 relating to vehicle license fees under consideration. Four of the members of the committee recommend it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, H. Byrne, Wallace, and Miller. Signing due pass if amended, Parker. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 739 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has set House Concurrent Resolution 138 relating to first aid stations in state buildings under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, H. Byrne, Wallace, Miller, and Parker. House Concurrent Resolution 138 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 144 relating to the reconstruction of the road between Sandpoint and Sandpoint Airport under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, H. Byrne, Wallace, Miller, and Parker. House Concurrent Resolution 144 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 146 relating to the creation of a medical advisory commission under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, H. Byrne, Miller, and Parker. Wallace has no recommendation. House Concurrent Resolution 146 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 654 relating to the administration of state lands under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 654 Finance and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Buckholt, Duncan, Naughton, Cooper, and Malone. Having no recommendation, Haugen. House Bill 654 has no further referral. There is a letter of intent to committee substitute for House Bill 887. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 899 relating to student financial aid under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 899 Finance and that it be reported back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Buckholt, Itta, Haugen, Greening, and Cooper. Signing due pass, Duncan, Guy, and Malone. House Bill 899 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 931 relating to the Fisherman's Fund Advisory Board and Appeals Council under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Anderson, Chairman, concurred in by Anderson, Rode, Eliason, Osterbach, Huntington, and Hirschberger. House Bill 931 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk has special committee reports.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House Bills.
House Bill 932 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Business License Act and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 933 by the Resources Committee by request, an act making a special appropriation to Robert A. Berry and Jean Berry to reimburse them the value of personal possessions lost in the non-Dalton school fire and providing for an effective date.
To finance.
I have no further standing committee bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, in a moment it'll be my intention to move to recess to the call of the chair for purposes of the Democratic caucus. Perhaps the minority has a similar announcement.
Mr. Mr. Speckin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it'd be my pleasure to ask for a Republican caucus to adjourn our recess.
Speaker, unless somebody else has an announcement, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess until I call the chair.
House is in recess. The call of the chair. House come to order. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess until 1:30 p.m.
That objection, recess until 1:30. House come to order. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, may we revert, or I'll move and ask unanimous consent, we revert to messages from the other body.
That objection, we revert to messages from the other body.
The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 661 amended, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 661, guiding activity with an effective date. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment on second committee substitute for Senate Bill number 215, thus adopting House committee substitute for second committee substitute for Senate Bill number 215, navigable or public waters. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 547, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 547, finance amended House, teacher retirement effective date. The Senate has adopted the second pre-conference committee's second conference committee report on Senate Bill number 334, enabling a mutual bank to invest in property improvement note not in excess of $10,000, and House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334, housing notes and security deposits, thus adopting third pre-conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334, housing and property improvement notes with an effective date. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, that brings us back to the daily calendar then. I'll move at this time that the all items on the calendar for today be returned to the Rules Committee.
There's no objection. The bills on the calendar will be returned to the Rules Committee. Mr. Miller? Mr. Freeman, did you wish the floor?
Could we revert to introductions, Mr. Speaker?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind me, three constituents of mine, Mr. Gardner's, Mr. Dale Miller, Bob Crowder, and Dead Moore.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, if this brings us to unfinished business, piece of business that's been laying on the desk for several days now is a free conference committee substitute for House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 564, which is an act providing for issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $59,290,000 for construction of rural schools. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I will move that this body concur in free conference committee substitute.
Objections noted. Previously, members have had in their possession copies of the report. We did find that we were out of additional copies, and they are being printed. And if the members want to wait for that period, fine. If they don't think they need to, we'll go ahead with the bill. Is there a request for additional copies of the bill? Hearing none, then we'll proceed. Is there any discussion on the adoption of the Conference Committee's report? Mrs. Fisher.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I raised an objection to the free conference committee report. I also objected to the bill as the bond bill as it left the House. I'm in full agreement the way the House has set up the regional education attendance areas, and I think that these local governments, so to speak, are attendance areas, which we're giving the money, they should then in turn build the schools in those areas that are needed. And I think that's the way to go. But I no way can I, on page 3, it starts on page 3, and you go on to page 4, then go ahead and build schools all over the state that come within these very attendance areas. I don't know what we're trying to do here. If we want to, by letter or by a note to the new attendance areas, say we feel that these schools are much needed and we would appreciate if you would take it into consideration of building these schools first. But I think this is a crazy bill that when you set up the attendance areas, are going to give the money to the attendance areas and then turn around and build a whole 2 pages of schools and page later. I just cannot go along with the free conference committee report on this.
Mr. Wallace.
Mr. Speaker, there is some reasons why this was done. Number one, the rural education attendance areas have recently been established, and the fact that they are not at this time really geared up and they do not become effective until July 1. And as a result, these schools were line item out to make sure that they were built and to save time as to making decisions as to where the schools should be built.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it's now May, you know, and but the time we get through with this, by the time it becomes law, it's going to be well into July. And I think that you're setting a precedent here that next year when you give the same REAs, allocate the money to the REAs, then somebody's going to come along in this legislature, the House or the Senate, and they're still going to add all kinds of these goodies in there. And I think it's a wrong way to start, and I think it's up to this House today to say, this is what we want, and not start something that's never going to be ended. Believe me.
Mr. Swanson. Is there any other discussion?
Right.
Have a roll call. Question is, shall the pre-conference committee report on Senate Bill 564 be adopted? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Mr. Swanson. Any member wish to change their vote? Another member. Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 17 nays.
The pre-conference committee report has been adopted. The clerk can so notify the Senate. This brings us back to unfinished business. Is there anything more to come before the House under unfinished business?
Speak, may we do this?
Mr. Miller, House Standards. Order. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, there's at least two pieces of pending business that we can handle. We do have some other messages from the Senate. I'm having members check out the effects so that we can have a report on them before we vote. First is on the committee substitute for House Bill 663, which the Senate passed with an amendment, the amendment being a committee substitute. For this House Bill 663 relating to the Alaska National Guard and the Naval Militia Education Program. What the other body did, apparently, was to leave the present educational thing that's never been funded on the books, but make this new educational enticement available only to enlisted men. And then if the other authorization ever gets funded, of course, it'll be available to everybody. But I'm presuming that the idea being that the retention and the reenlistment problem probably exists in the enlisted grades, and that's where we ought to put this program. So I'll therefore ask, Mr. Speaker, that this body concur in the Senate amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 663, and I'll ask the members to vote yes.
The question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 663? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The House has concurred in the Senate amendments, and the clerk will notify the Senate. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, and finally, the Senate has passed House Bill number 730, providing for a tourism economic impact study. This is the authorization, not the dollar appropriation for this bill. Representative Duncan advises me that the Senate committee substitute is virtually the same as the House bill. I think the difference being that it used the word request instead of mandate that this information be available from carriers. That being the case, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the House concur in the Senate amendment, namely Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 730, and I'll ask the members to vote yes.
Question is, should the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 730? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
And the House has concurred in the Senate amendments, and the clerk can notify the Senate. So anything more under unfinished business? Special order.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to address the body in a matter involving sage advice on politics. Not from me.
You have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, there for about 150 years, ever since the development of a game called poke in the southern United States, which evolved into poker, there have been comparisons drawn between the game of poker and politics. Whether it was Andrew Jackson playing the game that Edgar Allan Poe went broke at the University of Virginia, the predecessor to the game, or
it was
FDR trying to get a read on his cabinet members and members of Congress, Harry Truman or Franklin Roosevelt, or in Alaska all the way from E.B. Collins, the first speaker of the territorial house, to Senator Ziegler and the other body. There have been comparisons drawn between the two arts, and perhaps, you know, philosophies of one might apply to our situation here. I'm reminded that in the great Broadway musical Fiorella, the story of the controversial and colorful mayor of New York, Fiorella LaGuardia, there's a wonderful song called Politics and Poker. And I'd like to read just an excerpt from a news article given to me by our esteemed friend from the Anchorage Daily News that he pulled off the AP wire this morning. Las Vegas, Nevada, AP. It was, said the winner, kind of a social event, but it was also serious business to Texas Dolly, as his $300,500 poker winnings attest. 22 high-stakes playing professionals had just completed the grueling 32-hour World Series of Poker in the carnival-like atmosphere of Binion's Horseshoe Club in Glitter Gulch during the wee hours of Monday morning. The gloating winner and deflated loser stood before the hot television lights amid swirling streams of smoke and under the gaze of 1,000 pairs of curious eyes. Nothing much to it, shrugged champion Texas Dolly, whose real name is Adrian Doyle Brunson. He carted off $220,000 plus an additional $80,500 in preliminary round winnings. You just sit down at a table once a year with a few of your best friends and fight for your life. Mr. Speaker, I think that last quote might well apply to the political situation, and I think the comparisons between the two arts are very close. Here we are at the end of the session. We're sitting down at a table with a few of our best friends and fighting for our life.
Mr. Hershberger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll cut any Democrat in the House a cold deck for adjournment.
House of Beaties. House come to order. Is there any more to come before the House under special orders? Committee announcements. Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a meeting of the Free Conference Committee
on Senate
Bill 585. That's a bond issue on social service institutions and alcoholism centers at 4 p.m. in Senator Chance's office.
Good luck. Mr. Smith.
The Free Conference Committee on Workman's Comp will meet at 3 this afternoon in the State Affairs Committee room.
Mr. Cotton.
We'll
meet tomorrow morning. We've got a couple Senate bills we're going to take a final look at. Senate 753 on daycare and 683 on municipal incorporations.
Mr. Gardner. Mr. Gardner, might you tell us what's happening on workman's or on medical malpractice? That's what I was afraid of. Other committee announcements, Mrs. Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, HESS will meet at 3 to continue discussions of Senate Bill 654.
Mr. Malone.
Mr. Speaker, it is the plan for the House and Senate conferees on House Bill 586, the state budget, to meet at a mutually convenient time this afternoon, which I expect will probably be 3 o'clock. In addition to that, Mr. Speaker, the House Finance Committee is meeting this evening at 7:30 p.m., taking up Senate Bill number 474 and House Bill 539, dealing with revenue sharing, and meeting is planned for the House Finance Committee tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., taking up Senate Bill 267 relating to the Department of Environmental Conservation, and Senate Bill number 696, I believe it is, dealing with telecommunications.
Any other committee announcements? Mr. Miller.
There are none, Mr. Speaker. I'll ask unanimous consent of this body. Stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
House is adjourned.